It's good to be back. 5, 4, 3, 2. Pow! Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast with you, as always, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, that's an oldie but a goodie, and Mike C., Fresno's podcast guru.
Hey, yay.
And we're here to talk about Fresno.
Why did I say yay? I don't know.
You know, I feel the same way. I'm very excited to be...
It's very exciting.
We've been away for a while.
Been vacationing, like all Fresno.
Right, during the summer.
You gotta get out of town for a little bit.
Things get a little hairy, a little dicey.
As much as I love being here, once in a while, you gotta get out.
You gotta get out. You gotta go someplace. Where did you go?
I went to New Jersey.
New Jersey! Hey!
Yeah. I was all over the place. It was like, I'd never been.
Uh-huh.
And this is producer Becky's family. It was very originally way back from New Jersey. From there, so. And we stayed by the shore, on the shore, Jersey Shore.
Oh, get like out, Jersey Shore. Whoa.
Yeah, nice. It's a nice beach. Uh-huh. And then the Gulf Stream comes up there, so the ocean's pretty, you know, nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm. And
a lot of douches, though.
Yeah. Well, the
where we were at,
there weren't.
No.
Because it was like a nice, it was like a pretty ritzy.
Right. Well, they can't afford it.
Pretty expensive area.
Sure, sure.
But further down was that culture.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Jersey Shore culture. For sure. It was crazy. Huh. It was like, at some point, thinking, I don't know if I should have my 5-year-old daughter walking around.
Wow.
It's like there's just barely clothes on and
it's just, man.
Everyone's all done up. It's not as much as you think.
Right.
But it's still there.
Yeah.
And like all the accents are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So it's like all your life you just hear caricatures almost.
But it's real.
Everyone's talking like that.
Get out of here.
And like we had this, I know this isn't Fresno, but you know, whatever. We had this experience of the difference between West Coast people, California people,
okay,
and New Jersey people, where we went to this little amusement park on the boardwalk, and you know it's one of those little rides, you know, like you have at Roney Park,
where they get in a little car
and they go around. It's like this little helicopter ride, and the conductor girl probably, it looks like her first day or something. She's like taking a really long time to get everybody situated.
Right.
She kept letting people in and in. And some, you know, and I'm just like sitting there waiting and patiently. And like some of the grandparents are coming like, what the hell? What's going on? Hey, come on. These kids are sitting in the helicopters and all this stuff. And people are kind of yapping at her.
And this other lady
brings her kid in without her kind of seeing. And was, you know, putting her kid in the helicopter by herself. And then she didn't see the conductor, so she starts up the ride, and she was in the middle of putting her kid
in
there.
Oh, no.
And everything was fine, but, like, you know, and all of a sudden, there's, like, all this chorus of, like, 10 people going, whoa, hey, what are you, crazy? What's going on? Oh, what the freaking crazy over here? What's going on? Hey! And I'm, like, the only one just sitting there just, like,
not saying anything.
Like,
I'm from California.
Everyone would just be like, oh, no.
Yeah,
is everyone okay?
Hey.
Is everyone okay? Oh, okay.
That is awesome. Yeah, there definitely is a...
There's an East Coast, West Coast.
I mean, and I think the Midwest too. So it's like, you know, East Coast, West Coast. And then,
Midwest is for sure.
And then within California.
But it was interesting because we were all on the beach most of the time. And we did spend one day in New York, but most of the time we're on the shore. And like the beach culture is just like dramatically different.
Different than the beach culture.
Because there isn't like, here it's, you know, it's got that hippie surfer skater vibe.
Yeah.
And that's like non-existent there.
Yeah.
There's like none. It's like a lake culture almost instead of a beach ocean culture.
Yeah.
And they're like,
the way we think about it.
And the way the towns are kind of are, you hardly even, if the ocean wasn't literally there to see, you wouldn't know that you're by the ocean. You know
what
I mean?
Uh-huh.
There isn't that much reference to it. Like if you stay in Santa Cruz, you don't need to see the ocean to know you're
know,
in a beach town.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. But the towns there, you don't know that you're in a beach town almost at all.
Huh.
It was weird. But one thing I thought about while I was there to tie into Fresno on the trip, we went through Newark.
Okay.
This is where my father-in-law grew up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he like took us through like his old spots and stuff. So we go through Newark, and we went through downtown Newark, and Newark's kind of similar size as Fresno, or you know, I'm not sure what the difference is in population, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, all right, this is like this is what I can gleam off of between differences between
cities.
Because
that's what you do when you travel.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When you're like us, like what could Fresno have that this city has? What's all this? And we went through downtown Newark, and it was interesting. Like, if downtown Fresno was downtown, like downtown Newark, people, you think people are scared of downtown Fresno now? Holy crap! It's like a way another level of scary in New York.
So it can get worse.
Oh, it could get way worse. Yeah. Like, downtown Fresno is like a sweet, quaint downtown.
That's what I always thought when I was in San Francisco in the Tenderloin once. And I was walking down the street, and I saw there was like a dead pigeon and another pigeon eating that dead pigeon, right? That's the kind of like trashy ass alley.
Oh, the city.
Right? And so it was wonderful. Like, it was, there was like stench raising up from the ground, and like you could see it. And I'm like, and I thought to myself, this is what people like who are afraid of downtown Fresno.
Right.
This is what they think downtown Fresno's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though that's not the case at all. Interesting. All right. So, downtown Newark.
Yeah.
Is
not, it wasn't all bad.
Right, but
they had the arena for the basketball.
Oh, okay.
Now the Nets moved to Brooklyn, but the New Jersey Devils was right there. And there was nice stuff too.
Right.
There was historic stuff too, but then it was pretty, like, it was sketchy as hell.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, come on, let's keep driving. Let's keep driving.
We're not, so we're
I was like a North Fresno, Northeast Fresno going through downtown Fresno. I was like, let's just not stop here.
We can't stop. This place is
scary. And another thing I kind of thought I found interesting, a little bit outside of Newark, there's, like, Wohawk and one of those in New Jersey towns that has a church that was around since, it's been around since colonial times. They have a lot of that old kind of stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was, I guess it was a church that Paul Revere used to warn the British are coming. And and so, like, you're like, whoa, you know, that's American history.
Right,
that's
right.
You have, that has to be kept up. It wasn't kept up at all. Like, there's a church, the cross at the top of the church was down, like, just fell down, was just kind of dangling up there. And it was all just crap, man. I'm just like, hey, Fresno's not the only one that can't keep their historical things nice. Like,
right.
Even something that's historical for the whole country,
right.
Nobody can figure out how to keep up. It's like, our problems are other city problems.
Right, sure, sure. Yeah, and I think we get this weird thing because on the West Coast, you know, we don't really, like, Fresno has less history than most of California, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we don't care about it, it seems like.
Right.
But the West Coast has way less history than the rest of the country, you know, just because we're so new. So you go back east, even into the Midwest, and you see, you know, everywhere there's houses that are at least 100 years old,
right.
You know, like, and it's, and people are still living in them. And,
yeah, my uncle and aunt-in-law lived two doors down. Their house was like from the 40s or something, which really isn't that impressive there. Mm. But their two doors down was a house from 1905 that was still there and everyone was still living in.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
It's kind of weird. Well, I went to Santa Rosa, which is, I should say that Hillary and I went to Santa Rosa to visit my friend and visit our friend. And we went to Russian River Brewing. And some other stuff. I found it. So Santa Rosa is a weird, weird place. It's in a particular spot in the Bay Area that's full of, it's very leftist.
North of San Francisco, of Marin.
Yeah. But what I enjoyed about it was there were a lot, they are very good at adaptive reuse, you know. So there's lots of old buildings there, but all of the old buildings have something in them, you know. And there were several that we went into, you know, there was a coffee shop or whatever it was that was in there. But and one was like some kind of craft store. But they're really good at, you know, taking an old building and giving it new life. And I thought, man, if only Fresno could embrace whatever's happening here, you know? And obviously they have probably, that is probably a culture that they have had for a long, long time, and things that they think are important.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably just, you know, didn't pop up overnight. But anyway, that's what I noticed. I was like, wow, man, there's a bunch of old buildings here that people are using for other things, and it's really cool. And we don't really get that a whole lot here, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe it's easier for them because they're a small town.
I think that's like what it is, right?
That kind of stuff done.
See, and what I think it is, that area also, mm-hmm. It's resources, it's, you know? It's available land. It's available resources. In Fresno, there's tons of land. There's tons of resources. I mean, we're so sprawling that we don't have to really, like, We don't have to reuse old stuff, because if we want, we can just go to some other part of
just find an empty lot.
Right. You know, so I think there will probably be a point, I don't know when that will be, where that's, we're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. But until that, you know, and it's probably in downtown Santa Rosa, let's say. If you want to be in downtown Santa Rosa, this is, you got to be in a old building, you know?
Yeah.
So, or if you want to be in Santa Rosa at all, although it has its share of Fresno-esque places.
Strip
as well,
malls.
So. Yeah. Strip, every place has, every town has strip malls.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that was our vacation. What'd you do this? So do we want to talk about actual Fresno stuff? Because there's been some events.
There's things. Things we probably missed, but things we still caught.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the big one, Hidden Cache.
Hidden Cache. Mr. Viral thing. Is it Mr. Hidden Cache?
I don't know. I heard the Mr.
Oh, yeah. I think everything I heard was like Mr. Hidden Cache. Okay.
I know it's a dude.
Right. So it's a guy. Everyone knows about this. I don't think we have to explain it.
Well, now I do.
It.
I didn't know until the day it happened.
Yeah.
Producer Becky was on it, and I was like, huh, I don't know.
What is this Hidden Cache thing?
I don't care.
So it's this dude who has been for, I don't know, a while now, hiding cache around different cities. And he's on Twitter, mm-hmm. and he'll tweet out some little vague clues as to where the cache is. I think originally he just kind of did it, and then people found it, and they put it online.
Social experiment.
A social experience, he says.
Oh, experience. Okay.
Yeah, it's not an experiment.
Oh.
It's an and I only know this because the local media, like, went wild with this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, someone said that they hadn't seen this kind of media attention since Donald Trump came through in whatever year,
yeah,
you know?
That might be accurate.
I mean, it was just crazy.
I was even
everywhere.
Tweeting on the first then for once.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I was wishing I had a blog again.
Right. It was kind of crazy. So he came through town, and he left, you know, I don't know, however much money he leaves. I think $175 was the maximum that he left. But there were seven. So here's what he does. He goes to a town. He says, hey, I'm going to be in this town on whatever day. Look for the clues. He gives some clues on Twitter if you're following him. Then everyone rushes out, and it's like a scavenger hunt or whatever. You try to find the... It's like an Easter egg hunt. You try to find the money. When he was in San Diego, he left them in a bunch of Pez dispensers. I think he did that here, too. So
yeah, he did that here as well.
Anyway, he's a rich dude. He's trying to... And I think the idea is you get this free money, and then you're supposed to pay it forward, you know? So it's like you
pay
get
it forward
this...
somehow.
Right. Whatever it is.
But it's like, yeah, if you're paying it forward... If you're paying it for it fully, just like, why don't you just pay it for it?
Right. Why don't you?
why do I have to
why
be
Why do I have to be a middleman?
Why am I the middleman? Why don't you just go pay it forward and then leave me out of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to pay it forward directly, you know, like
in
the
your
idea
own way.
Is like, right,
in
yeah.
Whatever your way
right.
you want to pay it for.
The idea is something's nice. And I think maybe that's how it started out, but now it's like this crazy media circus, mm-hmm. and people were all, you know, a lot of people were pissy because he ended up at Woodward Park, and they're like, why are you going to go to Woodward Park where you have to pay money to get in? Or why are you going to go to Woodward Park where all the rich people live? Or why, you know, there's all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously, he's just having fun with, you know. But he's not really, I mean, it's not just like having fun anymore at this point because it's such a big thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I really liked, you know, when I first heard about it, I thought it was just like, oh, he was just leaving free money around cities. I think it started in San Francisco. And I thought that was cool. It's like, oh, I'm
then
walking around.
Somebody's going to randomly find it. And
right.
And like, whoa.
Yeah.
Look what I found today.
Right. Which is a better idea, but then I think someone outed him.
First. Yeah.
I think someone outed him.
Oh, okay.
And so then then he became like a celebrity in quotes or whatever.
Yeah, he got on national news.
Right,
and so
all the media outlets had their interviews with him, and you know it's a whole big thing.
Right.
And I don't know.
Does he ever say what he does for a living? Or
he's a rich guy.
He's just a rich dude.
I don't know. It probably. I haven't been paying that much attention.
Instead of buying a third or fourth home,
right? He probably
goes around throwing cash to make people run around going, look at them.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I think it's.
Oh, it's cool.
I really think it's a cool thing.
It is a cool thing. I'm just like.
I think the original intent of it, or from what I gather as the original intent of like. Leaving cash around that people will find, that's really cool, because I know when I'm out and I stumble upon a $20 bill, you know, because it's happened before, it really kind of makes me like, wow, you know,
this is so much money.
Yeah, if I found like an envelope and it says, hey, here's some free money, like, I think that would be great, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of crappy that it had to become like this thing that couldn't remain kind of anonymous anymore, that he had to be. So, and now it has to be a thing where, like, every place he goes. But he was,
I would
like...
Think, I don't understand. I would think he would have been able to stay anonymous pretty easily. He had to have... If you're just throwing stuff... If you're just hiding stuff kind of randomly around, nobody's going to know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, maybe he did, like, want to come out.
He had to have wanted
to. I don't know the full story
either. I don't
know. But... I don't know. Apparently, Fresno or the Central Valley was like one
cool
of the
Fresno. Yeah, he chose Fresno.
And... Well, and they showed up, man.
Oh yeah, you knew. Oh, Fresno does.
There were lines, like, you know, the freeway was backed up all the way.
Somebody posted the freeway was all backed up at 41.
Yeah.
When before he gave the clues out, I was like, I'll bet he's gonna go to Woodward Park. Because that's like the easiest thing to do.
I thought he was going to go to Fulton Mall. Because, see, Fulton Mall would be fun.
Oh, wow. He should have done
Fulton
that.
Fulton Mall would have been fun.
He probably just didn't know better.
Yeah.
That would have been the perfect place.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
And can you imagine all those people down on Fulton Mall?
Forcing people to find how to park? See, there's an experiment the city needs to do.
That's,
do their own hidden cash at the Fulton Mall.
I'm going to ask the mayor,
is there like
my
a
council,
budget of
can
like
we get
$400?
$400.
And spread it around the Fulton Mall and say, we're doing a hidden cash, and then leave like a basic Fulton Mall trivia question or something.
Yeah.
And everyone just converges on the Fulton Mall.
That's a brilliant idea. Maybe we should do it.
There we go. We just figured it out. And then people will be forced to figure out
how to park on the Fulton Mall.
And
then I'll laugh at them.
If not, it'll get the regular people that are always on the football.
Right, and they'll get it. And then all you all people who don't like to park, F you.
Yeah, screw you.
I think that's great.
We need to get that.
I think that's really actually a good idea.
You have an entrepreneur in town that wants to do that?
Or give us money to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to pull out of my own pocket to do it. maybe we could get a sponsor
I'll put
of some
$5
sort.
In.
Yeah, I'll you know. Let's see. I'll bring it up to some people I know. We'll see what we can
do. I'll hide some beer.
That's a great idea. Well, your beer's not going to last long on a Fulton Mall, my friend. Sorry to say.
Is there a beer that stays warm? It's nice when it's warm.
Yeah.
No,
not really. So that happened this week. What was that? Monday.
Yeah,
and
world
he did.
Went crazy.
He did two drops. I think he did one at World Park, and then he did a night drop because it was
ended
so
up being Clovis.
So
technically, but he probably didn't know any better.
Well,
but
super exciting. Everyone, he's going to be back. He says I saw last.
Yeah, hopefully.
So,
but it is night. A lot of people are commenting like, at least thankfully nothing happened. Like, you would think like Fresno plus people throwing free money around.
Right.
Something might go down.
Right. Well, Fresno, where we've had riots over shoes and PlayStations.
Yep.
Free money. Well, and you know.
Luckily, we behaved ourselves.
Sure. And that's so sad. That's mm-hmm. so sad that we have to, that's what we think about ourselves, you know, but there it is. Yeah. Okay, so that happened. What else? Anything else? You want to talk about the high-speed rail guy?
Oh, what? Yeah, what happened with that?
Senator such
oh,
and such.
Oh, yeah, the dude's just all... From, so how do you know the backstory of that?
Like, I don't know the entire backstory, but there was a senator, I believe he's from L.A., and I can't think of his name now, and it makes me feel really bad. But essentially, he wants the high-speed rail to start in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, I think he wants it because he wants all the money that comes with high-speed rail so they can fix the rest of the transportation infrastructure in L.A.
He doesn't really care about high-speed rail. He just wants the byproduct of it.
Right. No, this is, I mean, the story that I read, that's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, and he kept talking about, oh, we need to improve this and this and this and this in L.A. And it's like, okay, well, that's great. But in the process of saying this and I can't even remember, man, we're the worst podcasters ever, but I can't remember if it was like he said this in front of the, you know, some newspapers or some sort of committee or the High Speed Rail Authority, but whatever. He essentially called Fresno, tumbleweeds. He was like,
tumbleweeds.
Right, no one lives out there in the tumbleweeds, I think is what he was saying.
Yeah.
And reading the story, I immediately understood his point, right? And his point was this, like, if you want to build high-speed rail and you want to get people excited about it, right, you don't build it in Fresno, right? You build it in L.A., you build it in San Francisco, you build it in a place where, like, that people know, and so it gets, like, national media attention, right? You build it in Fresno, and then the rest of the world just can kind of ignore it because that's what they do normally, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that was his point. His point was like, we need high-speed rail. If we want the biggest impact, like from a public relations standpoint, we don't want to do it in Fresno. And later he actually came back, and I think he sort of like backtracked on his comments, and that was sort of his point. Mm-hmm. That he ultimately made, and I got that from reading the news story or the reports, but it just sounded really bad. I mean, it sounded like this was a dude who had no understanding of California, actually, because you know if you look at it, it's like San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, San Diego. Fresno, you know, it's Fresno. So it's like you can't say that there's no one living here when we're the fifth largest city in the state, right. You know.
You're not paying attention.
And so, I mean, I think if anything, it made him look really stupid. It was also one of those things where everybody in Fresno got butthurt about it because that's what we do. I think it kind of made us look bad too. Mm-hmm. All the people going like, you, sir. Well, yeah, he's an idiot, but.
Yeah, well, we got to stick up for ourselves, though, a little bit.
I guess so.
Like, hey, dude.
We're people. There are people out here. There are a lot of people out here.
We're Americans. We're Californians.
We're a Californian.
I'm as much of a Californian as someone in L.A.
Right. More.
More so.
More.
Because I'm in the earth, the dirt.
Right. The tumbleweed.
L.A. is filled with transplants.
True. Yeah,
we got you know genuine.
Yeah, you know. Speaking of transplants, speaking of L.A., let's jump right straight through to our
musician of the episode.
And here is there theme Fash. Music for this? I forget.
No, not for this segment.
No,
there isn't.
Okay,
but there's music.
So it's Fashion.
Yeah, man,
signed with the record label that is run by Nas. And he'll have his album coming out soon, I think. I can't remember the exact release date, but this is big news. This has been coming for a while. I think Nas has been really interested in a while and actually like flew Fashion out to South by Southwest. And they hung out during South by Southwest and had some kind of collaborations and stuff on stage and did some stuff. So, I mean, it's not anything that like... any like huge news that this was happening. Mm-hmm. It's been in the works for a while, but it was finally made official this week, and I think it's super cool. I mean, and I think it's really, really good news. And Fashawn, this is what I like about it, is that Fashawn is, he's not a trans, I mean, he's still a Fresno guy. And he went down to LA for a while, and really, like, made the connections, and that's where I think he really, like, kind of became, you know, broke into the scene or whatever.
Right.
But he did it in a real, like, authentically, like, an authentic, he was still, it was very much like a Fresno thing still. I mean, he didn't go down there and just sort of forget and then about.
Like, he didn't, yeah, he was never like, oh, I used to live in Fresno.
Right, yeah.
He was just, I still live in Fresno, right. But I'm
and
down
he,
here
and he brought, you know, he brought his producer and he brought, you know, and all his people and they, and so it was all, it's always been like a, like he's really represented the air, like Fresno area.
Yeah.
Really well.
One of the tweets he did on the day he signed, he's promoting his new album and he signs with Nas. One of his prominent tweets was like Grizzly City, his nickname for Fresno. Yeah. You're still my, you guys are my people.
Right.
You're still my people. He's referencing on the day he has probably his best day of his life. Right, maybe he's still referencing, hey, I'm all about Fresno still. Yeah. And I mean, that's, you know, we've talked about it before and I think now it's definitively not, I don't think it was really in question before, but definitively Fashawn has made it. Oh. You have a Fresno musician that has made it.
Yeah.
He's a nationally known artist from Fresno.
Right.
That we have one now,
right? That we can hold up. That's not Steve Perry or
it's not Steve Perry from another town.
Yeah, I have.
It's not, you know, that's not Let's Go Bowling, which was known in the ska community.
Right, right. I mean, this is
You know, yeah. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's definitely been. I think.
I mean, the Mofo Party Band. That. Mofo Party Band is really well known in their genre.
For sure, and done some great things.
But, I mean, this is somebody that...
This is another
people
level.
People in the music industry in the rest of the country could know who Fashawn is.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, several months ago, he had that big fight. It was Pacquiao and...
Uh-huh.
And he was... You know, there he was doing the fight music for the Pacquiao's opponent. And,
oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, and he was, you know, they flew him out to Vegas, did the whole thing. I mean, he's definitely, you know, one of those like world class, right there on the tip. He's the one.
God, his break at Fuse Fest.
He's the one.
Fuse Fest
number one. Fuse Fest. No,
let's hear some.
Yeah, let's do it.
Special. Since the day that I met you, it was Hansel and Gretel, romance in the ghetto. Hello, American girl, half ivory and ebony, bred for the world. Forever she twirls, no respect for her body, not to mention her brain. Do anything for her poppy, out here tricking for change. Used to lead the choir every Sunday. Now she work the strip like a runway. Damn, that's somebody's daughter. Giving dome in daytime, thank God it ain't mine. Man, ever since I became a father, I had to decline, need a certain feline. You know, woman class, not just ass, won't take. Fushy ass, went to school, by the math, got her own. Might I add, if this is you, then you should holler at Fash. Too many ratchets, got a lot in my past. Plus, I don't want what everybody didn't have. For the woman I would introduce to mama and dad, it's for the
ladies.
No matter where you are, remember you're somebody's shooting star. And when the times get tough, just know you're the diamond in the rough.
Beautiful ladies.
No matter where you are, remember you're somebody's shooting star.
Lovely ladies.
And when the times get tough, just know you're the diamond in the rough.
Beautiful.
Precious. Her essence, nothing to be neglected, nothing she second, feel resurrected when I'm inside her, a goddess. She not a diva, she a prima donna, to be honest. You deserve every compliment, Chanel bag, vacations in different continents. Spell swag, she nothing like the last flame. I swear I gave her everything but my last name. What I regret the most is giving her my energy. Was closer than kin to me, all of a sudden enemies. She put the hoe in hotel, oh well. And honestly, it's rare if she kisses, it won't tear.
No, I'm very, very proud. Like, it's...
From what I've never I've like hung out in his area
around
a couple times, but I've never really like met him and hung out. But everything I know from people say about him, he's like the nicest.
I've talked to him. You know, I met him at the at Fuse Fest, obviously. But that was really before he kind of broke, really broke. But I've talked to him on the phone several times, and just like really, like I mean, I feel like he, he's just really like understands, like he's Fresno,
right?
You know, I don't know.
And he had Devoya on his album.
Yeah, right.
You can't beat that.
So there you go. So that was big news. I'm glad that happened, and we'll have to keep watching. That
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and more local music news. Strummers is a
Strummers,
the AKA the old Starline.
The old Starline.
Strummers a year old. They've been throwing down shows.
They've been doing it
for a while, man.
Yeah,
they're doing great. And luckily, you know, when Strummers came to be switched over, we threw out like, Fulton 55. Right. Audis.
Right.
What are we going to be able to support all three?
All three
and. It seems to be going.
I mean, I know that it's difficult, you know, and I think that I think Audis is probably feeling it a little bit, but he's still bringing in some good shows. I mean, he's had some definitely had some good shows, and he's always like Audi is always going to have the local guys, you know. I mean, he's the guy that's going to have the best local shows. I think if you want to see local bands, he's going to be the place to go. He caters to them. You know, the local musicians love him. Mm-hmm. You know, he treats people fair. I mean, so he has that niche that he made. Fulton 55 is still getting in some great shows. I mean, they're still having some big, touring acts coming through and doing, some good stuff. They also have comedy and some other stuff that they're trying. So, I mean, I definitely think there's room for all of them. Mm-hmm. And I think each of the venues, including Frank's Place, including, I'd say, Peeves probably should be in there somewhere, too.
Yeah.
The stuff Frank's that's Place, happening at Gazebo Gardens.
Gazebo Garden. Are they?
You know. They have music there Friday and Saturday night. Well, Thursday.
That's just like kind of like background music, isn't it?
Or I mean, it is, but they actually they do have bands playing. I mean, live bands playing, and kind of good stuff.
I heard that they're gonna have like a takeout kind of restaurant in there.
I do not know.
7 days a week kind of thing.
That would be news to me. That would be great.
So I don't know.
But anyway, I mean, I do think that all of the venues in town seem to have really, like, you know, and even Love the Captive, I think, is doing good stuff. They have
they use a house.
They have that Future Island show coming up that they're doing at, I think that's at Star Palace, maybe. And that's, like, big. I mean, that's, you know, there's a couple of shows that are coming up that are big. I think that Future Island show is big. I had a friend who was a huge fan, and he saw a hole in their schedule, and he was like, what would I have to do to get this band to come to Fresno? I was like, I don't know. And then, like, a couple weeks later, Love the Captive announces they have Future Island. So he was like, and he was already going up to Sacramento. My friend was already going up to Sacramento because they're playing Sacramento. And I think they sold that show out. So, I mean, this is a big deal to have this band there. And then Against Me is playing at Strummers, and that's another one of those shows.
That's a big show.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we're getting the kind of shows that we should be getting, you know, being the city of our size. And I think part of it is, you know, you have a venue like Strummers that is consistent, like consistently brings in good out-of-town bands every week. I mean, that's just what they do. There's not a week that goes by that they don't have somebody coming through. And it may not be a Friday, Saturday. You know, you may get like a Monday, Tuesday night show, Wednesday night show. But every week they're going to have at least one, two, like big mid-level acts coming through town, you know? And that's definitely what it needs. And then you fill that in with places like Audis, who does really good at the local thing, but also, I mean, they've had some great bands come through as well. You have Fulton 55 is bringing in, so yeah, I mean, I think it's, and then you have places like CYC that are bringing in all these bands, you know, they're not huge. They're definitely more like underground, yeah. But, you
still
know,
going.
Here's the thing about CYC. You go anyplace else and you talk to like bands who are touring, uh-huh. like within that genre. So kind of punk, hardcore, yeah. like metal, they talk about CYC. They know CYC. Really? Yeah. So,
because, well, yeah, if you're in that market, then you've played CYC mm-hmm. pretty much.
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely good. I think Strummers, I'm very, I'm happy that it's worked out so well for them. You know, they also have that Flaco's Tacos. So the, what used to be the Starline Grill, the restaurant portion. Okay. Is now Flaco's Tacos. So Flaco's is this vegan Mexican place in Berkeley. And in Berkeley, it's like sort of like this rock star play. Everybody knows about it. Right. I had a friend who hasn't lived in Berkeley for, you know, 3 or 4 years. I said, oh, yeah, we got this Flaco's place. She's like, Flaco's? Oh, my God, when I was in Berkeley.
Oh, my God, Flaco's.
You know, I mean, it's that kind of place. And Strummers was able to pull them in, and so now they have Flaco's Tacos there. Next door, I think it's every day, you know, they open at 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, vegan Mexican food, you know, gluten-free, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Really cool place. Way cooler, I think, than people even realize. Like, I don't think people realize.
That doesn't seem like people are realizing
I don't think people realize how awesome it is to have that there. Mm-hmm. So they have that. They've been doing these great shows. I mean, so, and yeah, they're doing their 1 year anniversary would be this weekend. So it's cool. I'm very excited to see what they have coming up for the next year.
Cool.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that they've kind of figured out how to run things and stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, they've had several sold out shows there, you know? I mean, they've brought through a lot of great bands. I mean, if you go down the list of bands that they brought through, I mean, it's sort of ridiculous, you know? Like Flag, Jello Biafra, Andrew W.K., you know, Wu-Tang guy. I mean, mm-hmm. There's just so many great bands that they've brought through in so many different genres. You know, and it's Numbskull Productions. So we had talked about this before. I mean, we finally have that thing that we've always been missing, which is just someone that's doing it right. You know, they have a full-time dedicated promoter that's really going after these bands and working with these bands. But they're not the only ones that are doing it now. You know, Fulton 55, I think, is doing a good job doing the same thing. I think Love the Captive is doing a really good job doing the same thing and really like understanding how promoting works. So there you go. Yeah.
All right. Yay. Positive.
There it is. Strummers.
Positive music.
Yeah. We love
it. Venues in Fresno.
Yeah.
Everything's good right now. before we go.
Okay.
There's a continuing. We're almost at the end. There's a long running continuing thing with you and KMJ.
KMJ.
Love hate relationship with KMJ.
It really is.
And what's going on? What's going on now? What are they doing now?
They're not really doing anything.
You're on the hate side now.
Well, man. I am more the hate side than the love side.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I listen to KMJ all the time. Like in my car, KMJ is what is on my radio when I'm in the car all the time, you know, and generally I listen like when
somebody
people
that hangs out in the tower district that listens to KMJ
when people are in the car. I'm in the car when people are in the car in the morning,
okay.
In the afternoon,
and you're not blaring it at the B.
No,
in everybody, the listen to this
in the morning, in the afternoon, and on the drive. Okay, so I listen to like John and Jen, Ray, and Chris Daniel, okay, so those are
hey, it's local,
and yeah. So first of all, Ray Appleton is, I think he's losing his, like,
starting to lose it.
I can't handle him anymore. I really, I have turned him off more times than not lately,
mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like he either is, I think he's really, really good at what he does, right? Which is like, get people incensed. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's good at it. Like he's good. He understands. But the thing is, he just says the most asinine things. And I'm like, Ray, I know you're smart enough. Like, you are a smart dude. I know you can't actually believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. That's what I think like, a lot when like I listen maybe to Ray like, Appleton.
I wonder if he thinks, like, my listeners are stupid. I'm just gonna get down there and do it, and they're not gonna know any better.
Sometimes I really think, and I feel like I've listened to him enough now over the years that, like, I have a sense for, you know, his intellectual capabilities, and I feel like he's not. And it's like all these guys, you know, I think Sean Hannity is the same way. I think all these other, like, kind of right-wing guys are the same way, and probably some on the other side. But they're smart enough to know better. And that's what I feel about Ray. And so, especially with this whole immigration crisis, they say that it's a crisis. He's been getting off the wall. So, and so then I go to Chris Daniel, whom I really like, because so Chris and we had talked about this before with Ray, like, the thing that you liked or didn't like about Ray was that there wasn't a lot of local stuff,
right was, you it's know? Like, he's a local guy that right. just sprinkles in local stuff right. when he's bored,
right? But Chris seems to be very well focused on local stuff, usually, mm-hmm, you know? Right. And I think he does a really good job. And what I really like about him is he seems very, like, even-handed about things, in that, like, he just seems generally interested, and he asks questions about things, and it's all very, like, I don't know. It's he does a good job at what he does, right. and it's very interesting, and it he tends to like have
more,
good...
He gets it a little bit more than
he has good guests, but within the last week or so, same kind of thing. He starts pulling in these national news stories, mm-hmm. And today he had on some lady talking about the crisis at the border, and, you know, she was just making these statements that were, like, kind of out there. And he was just, like, agreeing, like, hey, oh, yeah, like, no big deal. And I'm thinking, Chris, come on. At least, like, you know, ask her a follow-up, you know, something, you know.
Something, dude.
And then he was actually on vacation for the last week or so, I don't know, a couple weeks. And they actually had on Neel Kashkari, who is running for the governorship of California, and, like, you know, hey, you can get a guy running for governor to be your sit-in for one of your hosts. That right. sounds like a good deal. But it's like, wow, man. And the show was very, like, it was like he was just up there running for the governorship. Everything came back to, you know. And Chris Daniel's show, I wouldn't say, is necessarily a political show.
Right.
Except for this time it was. And I was just like, no, I can't handle it. So I clicked off. So I'm in this thing where, you know, there are times of the day when I just won't listen. And then I'll turn on Chris and, I don't know, some days it's good and I really enjoy him.
So, yeah,
and some
you're
days
gonna
it's...
have to take a break and come and back.
Maybe that's what it'll take.
You need a break.
Yeah. The fact that I'm even listening at all should yeah. say, I mean, should say something about, you know.
Right.
But I do, and John and Jen in the morning. So what I truly find interesting is all these, they used to be all these rock DJs.
Yeah.
Are on the
well,
show
yeah,
now.
Both, yeah, Chris Daniel and Jen Lip were on the same the front row.
Like, all, I mean, suddenly they're all, it's like, really? Is this what happens?
Now we're conservative and is political. This what's,
well, now, and he said this, Chris Daniel actually said this today, that, like, who's to say he wasn't conservative back then? And uh-huh. just, you know, hiding it so he could be on yeah. rock radio or whatever.
So now he's like, yeah, now he's like, crapping on his former self.
Whatever. Like, I mean,
was,
it's just...
I was just a liar then.
Right. I mean, it's
now
just...
Now I'm, like, real.
I don't know. It's just... I understand, you know. But I do think that Chris Daniel's the new Ray Appleton. I mean, I think that... I think
when Ray retires, Chris will move into the spot.
Right. I don't even think he needs to... I think he has a better spot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, I think that drive time spot is perfect for him. It's, you know, I think it's a better spot. I'd give him all the whole day. I'd give Chris Daniel.
I just say, anyway. Listen to Tony Deodato on 940.
Yeah, much better, huh?
Yeah, Tony all right. D, man. He's, all right, he's there the it local is. Man.
There it
he
is.
He is the king of radio in Fresno, as far as I'm concerned.
I still think that we need a local, I don't know. I don't want to, like, not a I don't think it needs to be necessary politics. I'd like to see a show, I mean, I think Chris Daniel is the show that I would like to hear most of the time. But when it's not, it really is not, right. You know?
It's yeah.
So.
All or nothing.
Right. Because a lot of times I'm like, oh, this is great, and I really enjoy the show he does, and mm-hmm. he has something. And then, you know, the callers that call in, too, are kind of, you know, but I think he does, I mean, I think he does have a wider base, audience base than, you know, someone like Ray Appleton. I mean, I think he gets.
I'll never understand why, and half the reason why I started podcasting 10 years ago was because local radio did not talk about local stuff more. Like,
yeah.
It seemed that when I would listen to Ray or something like that, when he would go some segment like where he just kind of like, all right, let's talk about freaking, you know, River Park, something like that. And it seemed like the phones would like go crazy and people would get all like excited to talking about it. And like, it was the local stuff that seemed to like energize people. And then you would fall back to these national things that would just get the same kind of talk.
Yeah.
Same. And I'm like, why aren't more, and this was the same way with the morning shows and everything.
Yeah.
Like, they would just barely touch on local stuff. It was like, you realize you're only broadcasting to Fresno, right? Why aren't you talking about Fresno
KMJ
stuff? And that's why podcasting,
huge.
That's why Flowing with Famous is here.
Yeah.
We didn't start Flowing with Famous, but I mean, that's why it's here, because people weren't talking about this kind of stuff.
Right.
When they should have been. They're like talking about, look at this crazy news story. Look at this guy in Florida did something crazy.
And they still do. Like, I mean, they still do that, you know. And and I think I understand, I guess, that from a certain perspective. But yeah, I mean, I think that when, you know, Kino did their local stuff and Bill McEwen was on, and even when Alan Autry, I mean, I feel like Alan Autry did a great job, or a better job.
Yeah, he did.
Of hitting the local stuff. And, you know, I think Chris does a pretty good job of that. Although lately, you know, like today, there was a couple of segments that I just felt like, really, we need to talk. You personally, Chris, need to talk about this. I'm not 100% sure. So,
I guess I don't. They know how to get ratings better than I do.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Apparently, they have it figured out.
But not me. They don't know how to get me.
Nope. Not me either.
So. There it is. That's my KMJ rant.
I did. Yay! I think it's time to plug.
Oh, you want to plug it up?
Plug it up. I think at some point we're gonna have to deal with the fire bug.
Oh,
guy,
man.
There's somebody going around letting fires.
Yeah, we should probably talk about
this. Ain't
that.
Like a random thing happening.
No,
we have a
serial arsonist.
We have a serial arsonist.
They think up to 160 fires or something. That might be.
I mean, obviously, we've got arsonists going on.
Yeah,
this ain't some like whoops, a lot of fires.
And here's the thing.
And it's weird how many are happening on this high-speed rail area too.
Are you a couple, right? Conspiracy? Are you being conspiratorial?
Well, insurance, I wonder if insurance would be better than eminent domain payments. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Somebody's out there.
Yeah,
lighting the fires.
And so be vigilant, people. When you see weirdos,
see somebody
hanging
with the
around.
Lighter. Nobody smokes out there anymore.
Right,
if you see somebody
with a lighter,
take them down.
You don't have to worry. Most people probably don't have to. If the arsonist is listening to this show.
Yes, sir, I respect you. And I like your style, man. You're cool.
Come on.
Come on, stop.
You know?
Can you stop, please?
I mean, luckily, no one's got hurt.
So
I mean,
far,
you know, yeah. I mean, it's been, I think it's taxing the fire department. It's taxing the first responders because they can't get to everything when they have these big fires like this happening. And so, I you know, it's definitely a dangerous thing. And
yeah,
and
it does seem to be like empty places mostly, right? It's been
You know.
Isn't that one place by Grizzly Stadium has been hit like a couple, two or three times?
I think they hit it again. Yeah, they hit it again recently. So
that's crazy, man.
Who knows? And so you don't know. I mean,
we had that in history. I remember
that is true.
There was a guy that did it in like one day.
Yeah,
that like
50
balls.
I think
the
it was like 50 fires or something over
like,
2 days.
Yeah,
or something.
This is
yeah.
like when you know it was like the '50s or something.
I can't remember. We would have to dig it up. We'll send a ask Paula.
Yeah, no, that's where I knew about it.
Oh, okay, because she
Paula
did
an article or something.
I'll have to look it up. I remember thinking that when I heard about this, that there was a guy, and it was like over the span of a couple of days, he hit.
Yeah, it was like 2 days. You know, he just went crazy. Yeah.
So at least we don't have that, but still.
Yeah.
The other day, there was a fire on Blackstone. It was the furniture store there next to Bobby Salazar's. I woke up, and I was like, man. I had the windows open, you know? Mm-hmm. Door open, windows open, and I was like, something smells like it's on fire. It was Fresno.
Yeah, it was just Fresno.
So there you go. All right, so let's go ahead. We could talk about that more if
yeah, it'll
more
keep
news,
coming back.
We'll, comes back.
I'm sure we'll be able to touch on it again.
But let's go ahead and we'll plug it up. How about you start?
Oh.
I have nothing to plug, really.
I'll
bet
you have
summer.
Something. Well, as always, Dorktown Network.
Dorktown Network of podcasts. Which includes...
Perfect Pour.
Perfect
Craft
Pour
beer.
Podcast. Beer.
Look for Josh probably on an episode
like
here.
Coming into the future.
And we talk about craft beer. We talk about local stuff and national stuff.
There you go.
I'm just contradicting myself on talking about it.
That's a beer pie. It's a whole different
thing. Yeah, it's a beer pie. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, also.
And then, of course, Dorktown. The
original.
The OG podcast. The rival to Flowing with Famous. And with Becky and Bells.
And Bells, yeah.
And then the new one, the Harrison Ford podcast.
Get off my podcast.
We just did the Raiders of the Lost Ark episode.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Out there now.
So I saw the tweet on that Raiders episode, you said. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out, like, how to Raiders. Relate back to the football team.
You're like, why is he talking about the football team?
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, Raiders football team. What the hell is he talking about? There it is, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
And then a couple months, Fuse Fest, man.
Whoa.
Don't forget.
Are you excited
local
about
music
that?
Festival, Fresno Urban Sound Experience.
There you go.
FuseFest.com.
FuseFest.com.
End of September. Last weekend of September.
Should be
Check
real fun.
Check it out. It's going to be fun.
So I will plug my band. It'll go back. Not that we have anything really happening right now, but
you guys
you know.
Are going to be playing with... That Strummer's the show you just referenced earlier, right?
No.
You're not playing that?
No. Oh. We got nothing. We're not playing none of that.
Come on.
That would be cool, but no. No, we don't have anything really coming up. But you could go on to Facebook and find us and like us.
It'll
that
go
would
back.
Be great. It'll go back on Twitter if you want to follow us. That'd be real fun. You know, we have new songs working. We'll probably have a recording in a while that we'll do. So that'll be great. Me and my day job at the Fresno Bee, so you can check me out on FresnoBee.com. Thursdays, usually, most of my stories go up for Friday 7 section.
Yep,
I'm
so
also
the
on,
physical bee, pick it up on Friday.
Or, yeah, if you want to pick up the actual paper. Or you can also go to FresnoBeehive.com and check out the blog site.
Yeah,
that'd be real nice.
Need blogs.
So. Fresno Bee yeah, keep blogs alive. Keep blogs
keep
alive.
Keep blogs alive. Hashtag keep blogs alive.
So there you go. I think that's it.
Yeah, man.
Thank you all for listening. We will be back again to talk about more Fresno.
Flowing with Pod on Twitter. Thanks. If you want to see us on Twitter.
All right.
TheFresnan@gmail.com if you want to email us.
And you should.
You should.
5, 4, 3, 2, out.
Dang.